Hi, this is Ed Byrne, site editor of Search Business Analytics. I'm here with Jack Vaughn of Search Data Management for the Talking Data podcast for the week of March 17th. So, Jack, I understand you were recently out at a Strata conference, which are always fun events for those in the data management world. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you saw out there?
Well, there's sort of three, at least, constituencies at Strata. This was in Santa Clara in February. One is the data wonks, the experts on data, people that know about data privacy, that are data scientists and have really come out of statistical analysis and different disciplines. As well, there's a lot of people who are Hadoop developers, and even a sampling of NoSQL developers as well, and a lot of interesting sessions led by some of the big names in the internet commerce. That would be LinkedIn and Facebook and the like, Netflix. We've had a lot of lead engineers speaking about their use of some pretty far-out technology. And as people know, you know, there's all these goofy names related to Hadoop. We've talked about that before. There's Hive, Accumulo, Giraffe, and the name goes, the list goes on and on. It was interesting that an old technology hand, Jeffrey Moore, author of Crossing the Chasm, was a keynoter at the event, and he said, "Yeah, we are at a stage with Hadoop still that." These are early adopters, these are technology enthusiasts, and they're into cool tools. I think people have seen that for a few years and are looking to see when, if you will, Hadoop crosses the chasm into mainstream use. There were people looking for that at the show. For his part, Moore was looking towards 2015, to see some of that, but of course people have been expecting it in 2012, 13, and 14 for a bit of a more mainstream feel to it. Nevertheless, one thing I think we learned just fairly recently in the last 15 years with cloud computing was that everything takes longer than the reporters think it will. So I would like to also tell you, did see some users. There was Payush Bhargava, who is a data architect for the big networking company Cisco, and he called himself the late adopter, and by that he meant that he's happy for other people to make the mistakes and to figure out what works, and rather than have all the pain points of and risk of going with new technologies that may need a lot of assembly. So basically he had a convincing story to tell in a session that was led by our friend at Forrester, Mike Gualderi. And he, Bhargava, was pretty straightforward, saying that it was important for Cisco to build an information architecture that encompassed not just Hadoop, but data warehouses and other web application systems and to make sure that the Hadoop effort wasn't an outlying effort and wasn't requiring too much handcrafting, really.
Yeah, that certainly rings true with a lot of what I hear about in my own reporting about Hadoop. You know, it's this really cool cutting-edge technology, but, you know, for a lot of businesses, it comes down to what is the actual use case, what are you actually going to do with it, and maybe not every business has that use case presenting them right now. So what else have you been working on?
Well, just a little more from the conference, Strata. There was quite a few interesting deals, alliances, and so forth, and those involve Cloudera and Databrick, that bringing the new Spark tools to the Cloudera distribution of Hadoop. And another one was MapBar, another major independent distro maker who did deal with Vertica, of course now part of HP, and that should likely expand the use of the MapBar software. And finally, one I'm going to take a look, little look at now here was a deal with Red Hat and Hortonworks. Now, why that's interesting, I think, is simply that Hadoop is the most compelling open source phenomena since Linux. And Red Hat, of course, rode Linux to a fairly well, and it will be something to watch to see if Red Hat's experience with open source, which is different than other types of software, if they can bring some of that to a Hortonworks agreement. And I did have a chance to talk with the analyst Matt Aslett of 451 Research. Spoke about the Red Hat Hortonworks deal with Matt Aslett, and an interesting point he said is that the system vendors here in the world of Hadoop are desperate not to have the same bifurcations that happened with Unix years ago in the Unix wars. The bad news, though, is that Hadoop is nowhere as simple as Linux, which is not to say Linux is simple, but it is a kernel, whereas Hadoop is, geez, almost all over the place. There's a many things that come under the heading of Hadoop. So we'll see how the Red Hat Hortonworks alliance plays forward. A lot of that of interest at Strata, and that's sort of my wrap for this podcast, at least from my point of view, Ed.
Yeah, and I think that is definitely something to watch, what the vendors are doing with Hadoop. Obviously it's an open source technology, but not everyone has the technical expertise in how to implement such a complicated open source technology. So I think what the vendors are doing is going to go a long way towards shaping the future of the technology. But so thank you, Jack, for giving us this recap on your trip to Strata. And so that is our Talking Data podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.